Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi. Nishmas Morasi Esther Master Shmuel, schus Moshe Lin Hashitina, and Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Esther, the Bracha Batzlacha, Bachom Maaseh Yedein, based on the Torah of Mori Rabbi Agon Agon Ruchai Meir Har with Shlita. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Beis and Beis tells us that a goy can be mevatel of Avodah Zarah of another goy, or his own Avodah Zarah, but a Jew cannot be about the Avodah Zarah of a goy, nor Rashi says of himself, the Avodah Zarah of Jews have no bittul alamis. Bittul, to be mevatel the Avodah Zarah, the way to do it is to cut off the tip of the Avodah Zarah's nose, or ear, or finger. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, says that if a Jew takes a brick and bows down, in order to bow down to it, and the goy bows down to it first, the goy asers it. And the Gemara says, why does the goy aser? Why don't we make it like when the Jews came to Eretz Yisrael? That it says, why do we answer it? So Rabbi Lazar says, it's like when the Jews, this is the answer, it's like when the Jews came to Eretz Yisrael, because the Torah says, Ashrayim Tisser from Beish, we have to burn down all the trees they served as idols. Let's see, says the Gemara, we inherited Eretz Yisrael from the Avos, from Avraham Avinu. And other most of Derba Shana Shlo, why do we have to burn down the trees? The Goyim can't answer our Avodah Zarah. And if it's because of those trees that were before Avraham Avinu, so then we can just let's force the Goyim to be mevatel those trees. And then it's Beseder. But all those trees that came after Avraham Avinu inherited Eretz Yisrael, they're all Beseder. I know the most of Dabar Shein Shalom. The Gemara says, from the fact that the Jews served the Egel Azov, they were Megalad Das, that they were interested in Avodas Kochavim. And then when the Avodas Kochavim came, they're doing our Shlichus. So you can't be Mevatel, those trees. Because they're doing it, it's like Avodah Zarah of a Jew that doesn't have bittul. And the Gemara concludes that only those at the time of the Egel are Aser. Those that were later are Mutter, after the Jews did Tshuva. Those are ready, you can have bittul for, and the Goyim serve them. If those don't need bittul, I know the most of Darbashan of Shalom, the ones that came before Avraham Avinu, those bittul are enough. The only problem is, we don't know which were served at the time of the Egel. In fact, many of the trees are going to be permitted. Because from then on, they weren't doing the shlichus of the Jews. And before, and they know the most of Devar Shem Shalom. And if it's even before that, it's enough to have bittul. But we don't know which is which. And Memela, they're all going to be Aser. Frecht Rabbi Yosef, the Avbezin of Brig, and the Chubas Rabbi Kivegur, Tinyana Simon Kuf, I understand that the trees that the Goyim served at the time of the Egel are going to be Aser, but the trees that they served beforehand are going to be Mutter. Ein Adam Oser Darbar Shein Shalom, or if it's even before Avraham Avinu, then the Goyim are going to be Mevatelit. So which trees are going to be more? All the trees that came before the Egel, or just the trees that they served during the Egel? Avada, all the other trees are going to be the Rov, trees of after the Egel. And before the Egel, only the trees they actually served during the Egel Azov, during that Tekufa, when the Jews were serving the Egel. And they hadn't yet done Tshuva. Then those are there, they're doing the Shlichus of the Jews. The rest of the trees are going to be Mutter. So let's be Mutter every tree, Midin Halachacha HaRov. Let's go after the Rov. So why aren't the trees Mutter? Let's have the Goyim do Bittul. And all the trees are going to be Mutter. Halachacha HaRov. And you can't say it's kavua, kol kavua, kamechta, mechta, dami, because the trees are kavua. Because Tosis holds in Nazir that when do you say kol kavua, kamechta, mechta, dami? In the case of nine unkosher stores and nine kosher stores and one unkosher store, somebody goes into the store and he buys a piece of meat and he doesn't know which store he went into. There, the iser is nikker and the heter is nikker. So there's a clear heker for the heter and the iser. And therefore we say 50-50, kol kavua kamechta mechta dami. But d'oraisa, if the iser is a nikker, it's not kavua. And here the iser is a nikker. We don't know. We have the suffix. We don't know which is which. There's no heker for the iser. So memela, we can't say kol kavua kamechta mechta dami. And since we can't say kol kavua kamechta mechta dami, because the Isser is a nikker, why don't we just follow the Rov then? And say that Rov trees were not served at the time of the Egel. follow the rove, and all the trees are mutter. That's the kasha that was asked to Hagoyim Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger answers in the second teretz with three premises. Premise number one is that kavua she'eino nikar is not considered kavua, like we saw from Tosfos. That's dafka of this teretz bittel. Barov, like the Prichadar seems to write in Yerodea Kofiot Sivkot and Gid Gimel. If he really writes that, it's another issue, but not our topic now. But Dabar She'eino Batal, but let's say you have something which isn't Batal. Let's say you have Dabar She'eino Batal. That would be Kavua. If that doesn't have Torah's Bittal, you would say Kavua, even if it's not Nikr. That's Hakdamar number one. Important to remember. Dabar she'eino batel, something that doesn't have Torah's bittul, doesn't have a law of bittul, there you would say kavua, even if it's not nigger. Now all we have to do is prove that here there wouldn't be bittul. And since here there's no bittul, we're going to have to come on to kavua. Kol kavua kamechta mechtadam. How do we prove there's no bittul here? Very simple. Because this hakdama number two, the Mordechi, Sof Chul, and Remes Tashlaz writes famously, Gabe Yavama, who spit blood instead of saliva. It's effective. Why? Because blood has a little bit of saliva. This blood that she spits can have a little bit of saliva. Ah, what about bittul barov? Why isn't the saliva bittul barov blood? And the answer is, he says, Dabar nola bitarovis. We don't say bittul barov. If it starts with the tarovis, here the blood and saliva started with tarovis. They started as a mixture. And memela, we don't say bittul barov. So we don't say that the saliva is bittul barov blood. That's hakdama number two. And hakdama number three is, it is a machlokas, a poskim, when the iser was omid bifnei atzmo, and the heter was nolad b'tarovis. Is there also the Morichi say that we don't say bittul barov? Let's say the Isser was independent, and then the Heter was born in the Isser. Does the Morichi there also say that we don't say bittul barov? Maybe there we do, because the Isser originally was omid bifnei atzmo. And therefore, maybe the Heter that was not lived with Tarobes is going to be bittul. So Mirit al-Gazi and Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Gimel say no, that the Mordechi was only talking about where both the Heter and the Isser were nolad b'tarovis, but when one of them was omid bifnei atzmo, there is a din of bittul barov. One of them was omid bifnei atzmo, originally there is a din of bittul barov. However, the Chavis Das and Rabbi Kiva Eger goes along with him, and Yaradea Kuvav in the Biur Mitziv Katan Aleph, he says you follow the Mevatel, that if the Mevatel was omid bifnei atzmo, there's a din of bittul barov. The Mevatel was not omid bifnei atzmo, if the Mevatel was never alone, then there's no din of bittul barov. If the Mevatel came b'tarovis, then there's no din of bittul. Rabbi Vegar, I said, goes along with him. So now Rabbi Vegar says as follows, that since before the Jewish people came to Eretz Yisrael and forced the going to be Mevatel the Asherus that they served, everything was aser. Why is everything aser? Because in the meantime, you have loads and loads of trees that they served. And it was all usher. You have some that the Goyim served at the time of the Egel. And you have many others that the Goyim served before the time of the Egel. And before the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael, before Avram Avinu was given Eretz Yisrael. So before the Jewish people came into Eretz Yisrael and forced the Goyim to be Mevatel, the Asheros, Harei HaKol Aser. Now all the Asheros are going to be Aser. Because it could very well be that the trees that they served before it was given to Avraham Avinu, before we said, Einod Amar Sudar B'Shem HaShalal, together with the trees that they served at the time of the Egel. So it could be that that's the majority. So we wouldn't say Bittul Barov. Adarabba, we would say Shakol Aser. We wouldn't say Bittul Barov, that it's a heter, that most of the trees are heter, and they're Mevatel, the Miyud Iser. Could be here it's a Rov Iser. Since it's a Rov Iser, so then let's answer all of them. So, what are you going to say? That after they forced the Goyim to be Mevatel, the Avodah Zarah, that there is Bittul on, because there is Bittul on what the Goyim served before the Jews came, before Eretz Yisrael was given to Avraham Avinu, and now those are Mutter, and that's going to be the Rov, so why don't we say that the Miut Shebishas HaEgel and to the Miut Bishas HaEgel, that's Aser, are going to be Batal. Because you have the Rov that the Goyim were Mevatel, these Avodah Zarahs, and then you have the Miut that was served at the time of the Egel, which is actually Aser. So let that be Batal Barov Heter, because most of the trees are going to be Mutter. Most of the trees are going to be Mutter because the Goyim did Bittul on most of the trees. Besides the ones served after Avraham Avinu, which is Ein Adam Moser Dabar Shein Shalal, those are also Mutter. So you have Rov Heter, and the ones that they served during the Egel should be Bittul Barov Heter. But you can't say this. Why? Because when was this Heter born? Originally, they were all Aser. And the Heter was only born B'Tairoves. Because Kodem HaBittul, HaKol Haya Aser. And we said that if it's a Heter that's Nola B'Tairoves, then you go after the Mevatel. Here the Mevatel is the Heter. Because it's Rov Heter. And the Heter was Nolad B'Tairoves Isser. Originally it was mixed in with the Isser. It never started out independently as Heter. So it's Nolad within the Isser. It's Nolad B'Tairoves. So since the Heter is Nolad B'Tairoves, you go after the Mevatel. So we said that if the Mevatel was never Omer B'Fnei Atzmo, there's no Din of Bittul. And if there's no din of bittul, then we go back to the din of kol kavua kamechta mechta dami, and that's why we say here kol kavua kamechta mechta dami. And that's why all the trees are going to be asi. Right, there's a row of mutter trees, but this heter was nolad b'tairoves. Since this heter was nolad b'tairoves, then we don't say bittul. There's no torahs bittul because you were matir, there was a mixture of Aser trees and Mutter trees, meaning there was a mixture of all Aser trees, and then originally it was all Aser. And then you would try to be matir, you did Bittul on all the trees, cut off part of it, you mevatel the Avodah Zarah. So now this Heter is Nolad B'Tocha Iser. It was never Omed B'Fnei Atzmo. And you don't know which is which. So there's no Torah's Bittul Barov here. Since the Heter was never on B'fnei Atzmo, since the Heter was never on B'fnei Atzmo, there's no Torah's Bittul Barov. We go back to Kol Kavua Kamechta Mechta Dami. And since Kol Kavua Kamechta Mechta Dami, that's why we aser all the trees. So that B'tamtzis is the teretz of Rabbi Kiva Eger. And Mirtz Hashem, Mirtz Hashem Darkeinu. In the next shir, we will see, hopefully, a number of kashas on this teretz of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.